Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On May 27th, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or North Korea, launched a new type of satellite carrier rocket with a spy satellite aboard. 2 days later, North Korea fired off 10 short-range ballistic missiles. The May 27 launch failed. Nonetheless, it was still a success in that it served as a test of North Korea's latest long-range missile technology. This is yet another instance of violation of United Nations resolutions and a grave threat to peace and denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's May 27th and May 29th launches, said Robert Wood, United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations. The UN Security Council has repeatedly called on the DPRK to cease its unlawful weapons program and engage in diplomacy, he said.
Yet the DPRK has continued to advance its unlawful weapons program at an alarming rate, having launched well over 100 ballistic missiles since the beginning of 2022. Each of these launches, successful or not, is a flagrant violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Each launch informs the DPRK of its capability gaps and allows Pyongyang to further advance its weapons programs.
Attempts by the UN Security Council to condemn North Korea and hold it accountable for these violations are being blocked by Russia and China. Russia has also vetoed the reauthorization of a panel of UN experts on sanctions against the DPRK. Coincidentally, North Korea has unlawfully transferred dozens of ballistic missiles and over 11,000 containers of munitions to aid Russia's war against Ukraine, said Ambassador Wood.
No wonder Russia vetoed the 1718 Committee Panel of Experts mandate renewal in March. Moscow didn't want further scrutiny on its sanctions-violating activities with the DPRK. Russia's veto denies all UN member states of objective, comprehensive reporting and analysis on the compliance of UN sanctions on the DPRK, all of which remain in effect.
The overwhelming majority of this council has consistently condemned the DPRK's intensifying threat to international peace and security, is fully committed to upholding the Security Council resolutions, and has recommitted to our shared goal of denuclearization as fundamental to this effort, said Ambassador Wood. It is time to voice a united and clear denunciation of the DPRK's behavior and work together to prevent the DPRK's procurement activities and revenue flows, which support its unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.